The UGA Performing Arts Center is proud to announce the 2019-2020 concert series beginning in September. This is the 24th season, and it features 35 guest artists from 16 countries. Joining me in the studio to talk about this wonderful series, please welcome the director of the University of Georgia Performing Arts Center, Jeffrey Martin. Jeffrey, thanks for being here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So you've lined up a wonderful cast of characters, so to speak, for this season. Before we talk about who's coming, can we talk about what goes into planning an entire season of performances?
Sure. It's kind of a lengthy process. It can take as long as 2 years to really put all the final touches in place. But I really look for a diverse roster of artists from all genres possible, specifically artists that will work well in our venues and with the, you know, technical resources we have. But I'm really looking for artists who have interesting perspectives and interesting stories to share with us. And they'll come from all over the world, as you mentioned.
You mentioned a diverse lineup from multiple genres. What are we talking about?
Well, of course, we'll always be true to our classical roots, and we do that very well. So we'll have a great variety of classical music performances. Mm-hmm. But we also have a world music series that also features some dance performances as part of that. We'll look at some, you know, just headliners doing American song and cabaret, and even some theater. So it's quite a mix of different things.
Do you collaborate with departments, other departments on campus to put these together, or is this sort of a solo act? How does this work?
You know, we kind of do manage and produce the series on our own in our department, but there are occasions when we do collaborate, and particularly a lot of the artists will do outreach and educational components to their visits to the campus. Mm-hmm. And so we'll work closely with our partners in the other units on campus to make those as rich as they can be.
Okay, very good. Well, I have pushed this back far enough. I'm very excited to hear who's coming. Can you talk a little bit about who we can look forward to?
Sure. Well, we're really excited to welcome several headliners to the stage of Hodgson Concert Hall next year, including Sutton Foster, who is a 2-time Tony Award-winning Broadway actress and currently can be seen on the television show Younger. We'll also have the legend, Patti LuPone, who will be coming in April. We're very excited about that. She, yes, of course, became famous for playing Ava Perone in the original production of Evita in the 1970s and has played many big roles since then over the years. Mm-hmm. We'll welcome Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder and Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. So we'll really have our bluegrass covered nicely next season. And I'm very excited to welcome the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, too. You know, some of these artists are so busy, and they're kind of hard to nail down sometimes. And So, I've been doing this for quite a while, and I even still feel lucky when I get some of them to sign on the dotted line, and that's the case with several of them this year as well.
This is a shot-in-the-dark question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Is there anybody in the lineup this year that you've been trying to get for years and you've never been able to snag?
Well, Patti LuPone, actually, yes. I've worked with many of the Broadway legends over the years, and she's always been so busy, and my schedule hasn't worked out quite to match hers, so I'm thrilled that it did for next season.
What kind of show will she put on?
She has a show called Don't Monkey with Broadway, which will just be filled with a lot of classics by a lot of the composers that we know and love, from Rodgers and Hammerstein to several from more recent years. And she'll just kind of share her memories and her favorite songs from Broadway over the years.
Who are some of the artists that might be coming into town that might surprise our audience?
I think people will be excited to hear the Kronos Quartet. Mm-hmm. They're coming in September with the Iranian singer Masa Vedat. They've put together a very interesting program based on ancient writings from the Middle Eastern region. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be a wonderful and unique experience to have them here. I'm also looking forward to the Zurich Chamber Orchestra with Daniel Hope. He's a violinist who has been Associate Artistic Director of the Savannah Music Festival for 16 years and tours a lot. And this will be his first time coming to Athens.
Oh, terrific, terrific. It's probably important to note that there are far too many artists coming than we can possibly mention in this lineup. So where can somebody go to see the full lineup?
We've got the full lineup on our website, which is pac.uga.edu. You can find all the information about performance schedules, information about programs, and how to order tickets through our website.
Can you buy season tickets?
Absolutely. We'll sell anyone a season ticket who'd like to buy one.
And that's for all 35 performances?
You can get, it's called the Everything Ticket, which does get you actually 25% off the whole lineup if you do that.
It's sort of an all-access
kind of thing. Yeah.
Can I ask you, who are some of your favorites from this year? Just out of curiosity.
This season that's ending now?
The one that's ending right now, yeah.
Well, I was really happy with Black Violin.
Oh, me too. I went to that one.
It was,
that one
was a fun show, and I was thrilled to see the audience that came. It was a different crowd, and that's one thing I'm really trying to do is bring people into the Performing Arts Center who maybe don't have a history of coming.
Right.
I want to have something for everyone to enjoy. I've also presented Leia Salonga several times previously, and her concerts are always wonderful, and it was a big success, and everyone that came to her show on April 26th really enjoyed it, as far as I could tell. So that was very satisfying.
What am I not asking you about this series that I really should be asking?
I do have a couple of gems.
Who are the hidden gems?
There are a couple of groups that I'm also really happy about. One is called the Kingdom Choir. And for anyone who watched the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle a year ago, or in May of 2018, saw this gospel choir perform. And they are embarking on their first U.S. tour next season, and they'll be coming to Athens as part of that tour. So I'm really looking forward to that. Their recording of Stand By Me is a big hit on YouTube, so you can look that up. There's also a group of musicians from the Vienna and Berlin Philharmonics that have come together and put together a group called Philharmonics with an X. And they play everything from Bach to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
and
terrific.
It's just, they are impeccable musicians, and they say, you know, whatever we're going to do, we're going to do it well, and it's just going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I think people will really enjoy that as well.
Terrific. What about seasonal or holiday events? Can you talk about what you might have lined up for, say, the winter holidays?
Yes, we have two wonderful programs that will be taking place in December. One of them is this traditional folk music group from Ireland called Danu, and they'll present an Emerald Isle Christmas. So that'll be a lot of fun. It mixes, you know, both our love of the holidays plus the traditions of Ireland, which are unique and wonderful in terms of their musicality.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to welcome back the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chamber Chorus for Handel's Messiah in December as well, which is always a wonderful way to ring in the season.
No kidding. Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you about one that I just stumbled across here. It's scheduled for March of 2020. It's an unusual group, I suspect, the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. How'd you find these guys?
This group has been touring around for quite a while, and they've been one that I've also been circling and haven't yet, you know, made it happen. So I'm happy that it worked out for next season. But it's a fun group. They're a little irreverent. They play, you know, all sorts of music, pop music covers. They sing, and it's eight ukuleles and of all sizes. So I think that's just going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds like a pretty spirited concert.
Yes, I think it will be.
And I can identify with irreverent. I think I'm a little irreverent myself. Well, I see Robert McDuffie is coming as well.
Yes, we're excited about this very special recital tour that Robert McDuffie, the violinist, will be doing with Robert Spano, who most people probably know him as the music director of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, but he's also a wonderful pianist. So they're teaming up for a brief recital period in the spring of 2020, and we're very lucky that they are coming to UGA.
So they're touring as a duet.
Yes, they are.
How about that?
That's right. That'll be very special.
Robert McDuffie, isn't he from Macon?
I believe so.
Yeah. I mean, just sort of trivia. Anyway.
Okay. I had the pleasure of telling Robert Spano that he was coming to UGA. He was here in February with the symphony, and I was just chatting with him afterwards, and I said, I'm really looking forward to your recital here next year. And he said, oh, great. I didn't know we were coming.
Yeah.
But I really hoped we were.
Of all of the performances that you have lined up, what's going to be the hardest ticket to get?
I think the toughest ticket will probably be, there's a couple of them. It'll be Sutton Foster and Ricky Skaggs and Patti LuPone. I think those will be tough tickets.
I think you may be right about that. Jeffrey Martin, director of the UGA Performing Arts Center, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
The upcoming season, 2019-2020, begins in September. You can find out more about the artists scheduled to perform and tickets and venues, everything you need to know, pac.uga.edu, or you can give the box office a call, 706-542-4400. To hear the full discussion with Jeffrey Martin, check out our Spotlight interviews on our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.